T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Don't act like your mom didn't make you watch this show when you were a kid. My mom did. Yeah, no, who did shoot JR?
It was Kristen.
Well,
spoiler
duh.
Alert.
How many, Rebecca, will you look it up? How many people watched the Who Shot JR episode of Dallas?
Isn't it the biggest thing ever next to the MASH finale?
I don't.
Or was it?
If you exclude Super Bowls, I believe you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Except maybe the Seinfeld finale in 1999?
No, it's either MASH or Dallas. MASH or Who Shot JR.
Ooh, 83 million people watched the episode.
83 million.
Yeah.
83 million.
Now, you could say that was back when we really only had 3 channels. Maybe 4.
Yeah.
So would anything bring 83 million today outside of a Super Bowl? I don't know.
And how many watched the MASH finale in like 70 or 83, I think it was.
Does it say Dallas was the biggest?
I think MASH was the biggest non-Super Bowl TV show.
More than 106 million people watched MASH. The finale to MASH.
Wow. I don't think that would ever happen again for any other show.
And remember, at the time,
our habits are different.
The United States did not have 330 million people, it had 260 million people, which means almost half of the country.
Right.
Half of the country. That includes infants and people who are near death are watching that show.
Okay, so let me ask you this. This is so fun. If you had to rank the 20th largest, finale shows, let me scroll all the way down to the bottom. Can you guess which finale shows are the biggest? And most of these, nope, not most of them. It's about half and half modern day and half not. MASH is number one with 105.9 million. Can you guess any of the others?
Okay. There's obviously
big one from the 80s.
Are these series finales or just episodes?
Series finales.
Okay. Friends has to be on there.
Friends is on there. It is number 4. You're missing a big one.
Hang on. Seinfeld
is number 3.
Series finale. Big Bang Theory.
I didn't see it on there, but it's not number 2. I'm trying
Cheers.
To get a guess. Yes. Cheers is second behind MASH as the most watched season finale. So just to recap, it was MASH, Cheers, Seinfeld, Friends,
Cosby.
Then I think it gets weird. You're not going to believe number 5.
Dynasty?
Magnum P.I.
Which, by the way, I've been watching that, the new one. It's incredibly cheesy, but incredibly entertaining.
Number 6, Cosby Show.
Okay.
Can you guess 7, 8, 9, or 10?
Give me an era.
I think 3 are 90s and 1 is 80s.
Mr. Rogers?
Mm-mm.
Would you please
leave? That was on PBS. It's a good guess, but that is on PBS.
What are you? It was a popular show.
It was a popular show.
Mad About You?
No.
90s. You better tell me that Highway to Heaven is in there somewhere.
Okay, super fan. Number 10 is Frasier.
Frasier.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I did too.
Cheers offshoot.
Mm-hmm. Number 9 is Home Improvement.
Damn it, I knew that.
Yeah, and you're never going to guess 8, but it was huge in the 80s.
Huge in the 80s.
Huge.
Family Ties.
Yes! Oh my gosh, you guessed it.
Did I really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, this says Dallas comes behind all of that at number 11.
Well, Dallas had completely gone off the – they had jumped the shark.
They had.
By the end of their run. Now, where's the Dukes of Hazzard? I mean, that's an American classic.
Okay, I'm just going to read the rest of the top 20. Coming in at number 12 is Everybody Loves Raymond.
Ugh.
Number 13, Star Trek The Next Generation.
Ugh.
Number 14, Gunsmoke. With 30.9 million viewers.
I was too young. I don't remember it.
15, also jumping the shark, Happy Days.
Speaking of where that term came from.
Followed by Golden Girls.
I love those people.
Oh, I do too. Full House.
Ooh, Full House.
Stupidest TV show of all time.
Huge 1980s hit. Can you think of it? It was on NBC. My parents did not miss this show coming in at number 18.
Different.
Alf. Oh, wait. Oh, your parents. Comedy or serious?
Drama.
Not Dynasty.
It ended with an actual demolition. That's your clue.
NBC 80s drama.
Ended with a demolition.
Damn it.
I'll give you one more clue. Okay. Made Denzel Washington famous.
Oh, L.A. Law.
No.
Oh,
Wrong Profession.
Not St. Elmo's. God dang it. Saint something. Saint.
Elsewhere.
Saint Elsewhere.
Yes.
Number 19 is MacGyver, and number 20 you had L.A. Law.
L.A. Law, yeah.
Can't believe Alf isn't on there.
You know what I can't believe isn't on there? In the top 20? My favorite TV show of all time, NYPD Blue.
Oh, well, let me see when this came out. Nope, this came out in 2017. So maybe Big Bang Theory was up there or something that we don't know of yet. But as of 2017.
Big Bang Theory wasn't off the air yet. Big Bang Theory just went off the air last year.
Well, what I'm saying is maybe that would now be on the list.
Right,
I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
Because coming in at number 20, L.A. Law had 22 million viewers.
How the hell is NYPD Blue not on that list?
It's probably 21. But let me compare that 22.1 coming in at number 20 to the number one, again with MASH, which was 105.9 million.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Flip it around, though. Is it more surprising that MASH would have more or that L.A. Law would have more? Because when L.A. Law was here, we had cable. So you had way more choices.
Right.
When MASH's finale came on, you had, in Topeka, 27, 13, 49. 11, and 49.
No, that's not fair. Will you double check that MASH went off the air in 1983, Rebecca, if you don't mind?
It was 1983, yes.
83, okay. That's not fair. In 1983, you had ESPN, you had HBO. I mean, cable.
But we didn't have 500 channels like we did when Seinfeld was on.
No, you're right. We didn't have 500 channels, but we did have cable coming. CNN was on the air. You know, there were other options. It wasn't like you just had four channels. You had probably 20. But, you know, I mean, don't forget, back in those days, we had KSMO, which did replays of, like,
yeah.
I Love Lucy.
But don't you think it's harder generally today to bring that many people to one thing than it was in 1980?
Yes.
When everyone watched MASH.
I mean, when you think about, and I know we got to get to break.
And it was truly appointment TV.
When you think about, like, the big season finale or series finales, like, you know, Game of Thrones or...
Yeah,
Breaking Bad or whatever. I mean, you turn on the news and they say Breaking Bad brought in 11 million people.
Yeah, was it 11 million? I think it was.
For their series finale. And you're like, wow, that's a lot.
But Breaking Bad's on A&E.
And then you think, and doesn't everybody have cable for the most part?
Yeah.
It's not like you can't get it. It's not like it's hiding somewhere. But for whatever reason, people became attached to MASH, and it was a thing. It was a big deal when back in the 80s and 90s, when a season was coming to its conclusion, even if you had given up on the series for a while, you wanted to see how does it end.
Yeah.
How much do you think a 30-second commercial slot cost for that final episode?
For Dallas or MASH?
MASH. In today's dollars or then dollars?
Then dollars.
In 83?
1.5 million.
I was going to say 1.5 million, something like that.
It was $450,000, but that was more than the cost of a commercial during the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't surprise me. And today it would be even
Oh, it would be $2 million.
Yeah.
To get 106 million people to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, when we get back, I promise you.
We got to get to this story.
We are getting to a possible new trial for the Boston bombing, convicted Boston bomber, and why he might get a new trial. It's a whopper.
Rebecca Crockett, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Pivot! Pivot!
Even your year.
Story here from the Boston Globe. So you know it's true. A federal appeals court judge questioned today whether jurors who decided the fate of Boston Marathon bomber... Dokar Tsarnaev were properly screened for bias, raising a possible flaw in the proceedings that could force the court to vacate Tsarnaev's death sentence and require a new trial. Said the judge, Dana Wright, you've got lots of qualified jurors. The government's own data shows it. You just have to make sure that you don't pick the wrong ones. And that's what it sounds like you did, said the judge to a government prosecutor during oral arguments. Questions from the three judges who will decide the case at the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit centered on whether the trial judge, prosecutors, and defense lawyers followed the proper process once the decision to locate the trial in Boston was made and whether an impartial jury was selected.
Remember those words, impartial jury.
Here's the key sentence. It's on page 3. They buried the lead. But defense lawyers pointed to discoveries during the course of the trial that jurors may have withheld information about their knowledge of the case. The forewoman, for example, quote, hid 22 Twitter posts in which she had mourned the victims, praised police officers who would testify at trial, and called Tsarnaev, quote, a piece of garbage.
Which he was.
And is.
And is.
A second juror, according to court records.
Yeah, this is the whopper.
Started a Facebook discussion about the jury selection process during which a friend urged him to, quote, play the part, quote, get on the jury, and, quote, send Tsarnaev to jail where he will be taken care of.
That is the evidence that is going to lead, I believe, to a new trial in this case. Because a potential juror during jury selection went online, started a Facebook chat group to talk about the jury selection process. Mm-hmm. And then they have it right there laid out in black and white that somebody said, play the part, get on the jury. So there are two arms to this discussion for our purposes here today. There's the was an impartial jury selected arm. That's number one. Was an impartial jury selected?
No.
I will throw into that mix, is it even possible to find a truly impartial jury after an attack on U.S. soil that was as bloody and as devastating as the Boston bombing, which also took the life of a child? On that finish line, is it even possible to find somebody, knowing all that we know about that case, that can sit there and truly be right down the middle when you're looking at the severed limbs of Americans that were on that line? Is it even possible? That's number one. Then over here, we have a second arm of the case where they're saying this trial should never have happened in Boston. And I feel like that's another interesting point for his attorneys to bring up, that they never should have tried this in Boston. Because you might have been able to say to me, Scott, could you have found a more impartial jury in Arizona or California or probably not New York? I'm looking Ohio. Could you truly find an impartial jury in the city where this happened? Any good defense attorney is going to tell you there's no way.
576-7798, 576-7798.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
I will say something that I know a lot of you are going
but that
to
train keeps rolling
just hate.
On down to San
but in regards to Thafunk's brother, and I can't pronounce his name, so I'm not going to...
It's Dokar.
Whatever. I don't care. Thafunk, brother. I know he's guilty.
Yeah.
I know he's a horrible human being.
Yep.
He should either rot in hell or be put to death. I don't
yep.
care. Based on this story, and if his lawyers are telling the truth,
yeah,
and they better have some evidence to back up what they're saying, you have to give him another trial.
I agree.
There is no way you can.
One of the jurors in question was the forewoman who is alleged to have deleted or hid 22 mm-hmm. postings on Twitter where she praised the police. And Scott, I don't disagree with her feelings about the case. But anyone who's ever been through jury selection, like, number one, they tell you you can't go posting on social media. You can't go chatting about the case. Sometimes these people are sequestered, so they don't get information about the case or chat right. about the case.
Right.
At least two jurors did the complete opposite of that and threw opinions out there.
Well,
and the forewoman saying she thought he, what was the quote? You just said he should burn in hell, and it's clouding my memory.
Right, I understand. The forewoman hid 22 Twitter posts in which she had mourned the victims, praised police, and then referred to the Thunk's brother as, quote, a piece of garbage. Then, and I think this one's worse, actually.
I do, too.
A second juror, according to court records, started a Facebook discussion about the jury selection process during which a friend urged him to, quote, play the part, quote, get on the jury, and, quote, send Thafunk's brother to jail where he will be taken care of. That right there tells me, I know this SOB is guilty.
Yeah.
I know he should burn in hell.
Now, listen,
but you have to give him another trial.
I'll even take it one step further. They admitted guilt. They conceded guilt during the trial. His own defense attorneys conceded guilt. This was never a question of guilt or innocence. The attorneys were trying to spare him, I believe, from the death penalty and show the jurors that his older brother was really the mastermind and the influence behind all of it.
And he was brainwashed and all this other
stuff. All of that notwithstanding, if you have two jurors that are going out and honestly kind of going rogue here, they have to start all over. And the result will be the same. I am surprised this trial was held in Boston. We were talking about this during the break. Even Timothy McVeigh
was tried in Denver.
I
looked it up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised the prosecutor's office didn't say, you know what? And I know they wanted to try this. Whoever tried this wanted to try it.
Sure.
Or probably wanted to try it there.
So not
someone
adult.
Should have said, this will be the first appeal that comes up, that this never should have been tried in Boston. Go ahead and move it.
They should have just moved it as far. I mean, move it to Honolulu, for God's sakes.
And no one else would have had sympathy for him there either. It just probably wouldn't have been as raw.
But you wouldn't have the argument, Dana.
Right.
That you tried this guy in the very city
right.
in which he bombed these marathon runners.
Where it's possible that these people live, work, and play with
right.
police officers who work the case, firefighters who work the case, runners who are there that day. So think about all the spectators that were there. You tried this in Boston. The odds that you are going to know on that jury somebody who even knows somebody who either works along that route, ran in the marathon, has run in the marathon. Heck, Scott, we know someone who was there that day. You and I know someone who ran in that marathon that day.
Correct.
So you try this thing in Boston, I think the odds are really good that the bias is seeping out. Even if you say it's not, it's there.
Let's go to the phones, 576-7798. Mark in Kansas City. Mark, hello.
Anna, good evening to you.
Hi.
Hey, this is an easy one. This is really, I hate to say it, this is an easy one. Criminal investigation of those jurors by a grand jury. The Boston Globe and other local papers needs to write an editorial about how the prosecutors were greedy by keeping this in Boston. You got to retry the case. The guy's going to be found guilty again, and that's it. You know, this is, we're a country supposedly of laws, and so those jurors need to be investigated.
That's, is it illegal, you know, what they did, Mark, or just frowned upon?
Did you say evil or frowned upon?
Illegal.
Is it illegal?
No, that's not legal. That's not legal. And there's something strange about them, okay, that they would do that. To be convinced by a friend that you're going to lie, I mean, they got to be criminally investigated.
Oh, but Mark, you know in high-profile cases, this happens all the time. That's why they had so many alternates. Was it O.J. Simpson? Which case was it? There was another case, and maybe it was Casey Anthony, where they kept burning through alternates because jurors could not behave. They were talking about it in the elevator. They were watching news coverage.
Well, it was actually both.
Yeah.
Casey Anthony and O.J. Simpson.
So your newscaster mentioned Nueva Morales being arrested in Mexico.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful thing. And now if people were smart, if prosecutors were not greedy, they would be wondering, can I hold this trial? Which they probably could. But they should be wondering, should this be held in Kansas City, Kansas?
Ooh.
It's the same thing.
Now, see, Mark, I'm going to disagree with you there. I think there are certain cases where you move the trial. Timothy McVeigh is probably the best historic example of that. But I think for the majority of cases, that jury of your peers should be in the community where it happened.
We're in agreement. I'm just saying, first of all, it's a great thing this guy was arrested in Mexico.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. But it's like, I believe the prosecutors in Boston got greedy. That's my belief.
Oh, like they wanted the headline and the glory of being the one that tried it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because any intelligent prosecutor would have known that this case, along with Timothy McVeigh and others, should go out of town. If you're truly pursuing justice, they should have known this.
Hey, Mark, it's good to hear your voice, man. Thank you for calling in.
Good to hear you guys.
All right, you take care of yourself.
I found one, nope, I can't even quote that case because it's not in the United States, where a juror was jailed over online research. I don't know that it's illegal.
I don't know that it's illegal either. I know
it
is reason to
kick you. Super frowned upon.
Well, yes, and it's reason to kick you off of a jury,
of course. Are you not flying in the face of a judge's order? If the judge says to you, and I need you to understand me when I look at you, and I need you to nod and say that you understand this, you cannot watch cable TV, you can't do this, you can't talk about it with anyone that includes your spouse.
What charge are you going to charge them with?
It would be, if a judge tells you to do something and you don't do it, is it contempt? Our lawyers should 22-980 us. Now, do I think they should all be thrown in jail? No, but I'm asking, is it illegal when you are not supposed to be yakking about your case on Facebook, and then you go yakking about your case on Facebook?
Now, wait a minute.
Is it illegal?
Wait a minute. That was conducted prior to that juror being added to the jury.
It was still during jury selection.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're not on the jury.
Oh, I guarantee you during selection, the judge says you're not supposed to talk about this.
Get on the jury. This person says to him on Facebook, play the part and get on the jury. He's not even on the jury yet.
I still don't think you're supposed to go gabbing about the case
during selection.
I would agree
that you're not supposed to. My question to you was, what crime was committed? And I don't know that we have a crime for that. At least not on the books.
Let me look.
Be hard to be held in contempt of court if the only thing you've done is sat in a box and answered some questions from some lawyers. 576-7798. 576-7798. Don't forget, tomorrow we are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Lee Summit. It would be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you in Lee Summit, 54th Street Grill and Bar. this Thursday afternoon in Kansas City. Reminder, we're going to be at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Lee Summit tomorrow. Mike in Kansas City. Mike, good afternoon, and hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing quite well, buddy. Thanks.
Good. I was just thinking you could save a lot of money and just let the man go free, and justice would take care of itself.
We can't do that,
yeah,
can we?
I don't want to live in that world, Mike.
I don't either, but it's a fact. I don't want to live in that world either, but that's what would happen. The guy ought to be happy he's in prison.
All right. Okay.
What's interesting is the judge, apparently, if you read further down into the Boston Globe story, the judge knew about the online activity of the two jurors, okay? Defense attorneys brought it up and wanted those jurors disqualified. And the judge said no. Before the jury was impaneled, he rejected a defense request to disqualify those jurors, saying that the arguments were speculative and that those social media posts did not suggest a bias that would be harmful to jury impartiality in the case.
Garbage.
Ooh. If you say the defendant is a piece of garbage and you have 20 other posts where you are praising the first responders and mourning the loss of the victims and the police, if that's not showing that you are partial, it's bumping right up against it, isn't it, Scott?
And listen, I have no sympathy for Sathunk's brother. I have none. I know. I have no doubt that he was involved in the Boston Marathon.
They conceded that.
Yeah, and he admitted it. His brother got what was coming to him. Sathunk's brother, Zarniev, or whatever his name is in prison facing the death penalty, and I think deservedly so. However, I also have to remind everyone, we live in the United States of America, and we live under a constitution that guarantees you a fair trial. You cannot have a fair trial, okay, when there are people on the jury
calling the defendant a piece of garbage,
and who are also on another one who is on a Facebook chat room with people who are saying, play the part. Get on the jury.
What if he didn't agree to play the part?
Well,
someone just said to him, you should play the part and get on the jury. What if he replied, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm impartial.
Dana.
Let me ask you something another way, okay? The woman said that the bomber is a piece of garbage.
That in and of itself
I'm going to ask you.
That should be disqualified.
She did not say he's guilty, and I'm going to vote guilty, and I don't care what the hell evidence they show me. He's guilty.
She might as well.
If she had said that, there's no discussion here. Clearly, the jury's got to be tossed out, and we got to start over. She said he's a piece of garbage. The defense attorneys at trial admitted his guilt. He did this. He was involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
Does simply saying that the bomber is a piece of garbage render you impartial? We already know he did it. They conceded that.
I would argue yes.
You would argue yes.
Yes. That means you've already made up your mind before the trial even begins.
No, I didn't make up my mind. I'm just saying he's a piece of garbage.
Well, why is he a piece of garbage?
Because he killed an 8-year-old.
Oh, so you've already made up your mind.
Well, you've conceded that he did this. I don't have to make up my mind. Defense attorney said he did it. What we're arguing is, how culpable is he because his older brother was this, you know, influence in his life and dragged him there. He didn't really want to go. You know, that's what they're saying. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
I understand what you're doing, and I appreciate it. Sean in Blue Springs. Sean, good afternoon. Hello.
What's going on? Love the show.
Thank you, brother.
So, this is kind of a fact and an opinion together. how do I say this?
Without bad words.
Before, right, exactly. Before you are selected to be a juror, for one, I don't believe, from my experience, they don't tell you about the case. They ask different questions.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
For one. And then two, You can say anything you want to about the case if you are not a selected juror at the time. That is not illegal. Everybody has an opinion. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But I think most people would like to think, and Sean and Dana, maybe I'm wrong here, but I think most people would like to think that when you go to trial, the jury is as impartial as they possibly can be. That's not to say they're dumb, that they don't pay attention to the news, that they're not aware of what goes on around them, but that you've gotten a jury that is as best as you can impartial.
They brought in, and Sean, real quick, I understand what your point is. These jurors knew exactly why they were there. That just based, trust me, they brought in 1,350 prospective jurors. They don't do that for a low-level criminal possession case.
Of course not.
The questionnaire alone will guide you to, if you are living under a rock, that questionnaire that they handed out would have smacked you in the face that, yeah, I'm here for the Boston bombing trial. Everybody knew why they were there.
Sure.
Now, locally, do you always know why you're there? No.
Probably not.
Because I went through the process once. It was very clear, based on their questions, it was a drug case, because I'll never forget it. The defense attorney said, how many of you have ever borrowed someone's car? And then you're supposed to raise your hand.
I have.
Do you all agree that it's possible that something could be in that car that did not belong to you? Mm. So you know, based on their line of questioning, they're going to try to say that it was probably heroin, whatever, that it didn't belong to their guy. I mean, that's where she's going with this. Mm-hmm. She wanted all of us to say, well, yeah, it's possible that, you know, the coat in the back seat wasn't mine.
Sure.
These jurors knew exactly why they were there. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.